Yeah, but they have, do they have dogs?
Well, yeah, they use dogs to herd with. Oh, yeah, they have to have dogs.
What would they call a
there's
a,
shepherds.
A dog of mixed breed, what would that be called?
Well, what they use is, what they call a sheepdog is
oh,
a shepherd.
Yeah, I see. Did you ever have a dog of mixed breed on the property, though?
Well, they're about all mixed. You don't. They don't use the purebreds around here.
Do they call them those by any name, or I mean, would they have a name for?
Well,
that?
A hound. The hound's what they hunt with, you know. And then, of course, there's different types of dogs that does different things, you know. But we never had. I never.
Do they ever call it a mutt or a mongrel? Or?
Oh, I guess they do, but I never.
You never did. I see. Okay. And you mentioned an orphan lamb is called a.
Bum.
It was the same for calves and orphan horses.
Yeah, yes, they're bums.
Okay. Now, were there funny terms or humorous terms for animal excrement? For example, what cattle would leave behind? Were there terms for that, or for horse manure? Or?
Oh, yeah, that's what they call it.
What would they call it for cattle?
Cow manure. They used to call it. Cow chips, you know. They used to burn those for wood, for fuel years and years ago.
And for what horses left behind, they call that?
Just horse manure, is all right.
Anything for chickens or for sheep?
Just all that.
Okay. All right, great. What about, can you tell me maybe give me a list of small animals, maybe rodents, that you would find around here?
Well, there's mice,
mm-hmm.
All kinds of mice, and then we have the prairie dogs and the squirrels. They're a gopher. That's what they are called.
Same thing.
They're not the same as the squirrels. A squirrel, you've seen these squirrels that climb the trees in these towns and things. Well, now that's a squirrel, but these are gophers. They strictly live under the ground, in the ground.
So how long is one of these gophers?
How long?
Yeah, about how long?
Oh, they're not very big.
Maybe a foot long?
Maybe, but the prairie dogs is the biggest. They're big. But they hibernate all winter. They go in the holes all winter, and they don't come out until spring.
What do they call that thing that they live in? Or they live in community?
Burrows.
I see.
Uh-huh.
Would you ever call that a town? Or?
Well, that's prairie dog town.
I see.
Yeah. That's where they find the ferrets.
Oh, I see. What about, are there different types of chucks?
Well, there's rock chuck, and there's a lot of those in the mountains.
What color are they?
They're a brown, and they're pretty good size. They're pretty good, pretty big. And
over a foot.
Oh yeah, about a foot I think, and they're pretty big, and they stay in the rocks. You know, they're just strictly a rock animal. And in the summertime, a spring they'll come out and run across the road. A lot of them gets killed. Just run over.
Have you ever heard of an animal called a pot gut? Never. Okay. What about any other types of game animals? You mentioned.
Well, there's antelope, a deer, and. And moose, and mountain sheep, and elk.
Okay, now are some of those woods animals too?
Well, they all stay up in the mountains, you know, around the trees.
I see. Any animals of prey or predators?
Well, coyotes. Mm-hmm. That's the reason they hunt the coyotes. He gets a big price for those coyotes.
And any mountain or desert animals that?
Well, it's a mountain sheep.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen those?
Uh-huh, good
reward. Yeah, Carol's got four of them up there in his den. He's killed four of those mountain sheep. And then there's the mountain goats. That's the animal. And then, of course, there's the, if you get smaller, there's the otter and the mink and the muskrat and beaver and all those.
What about desert animals?